Hey, this is TNN Sports Podcast. This is me, live Gage Normandy, from my basement. We are here to talk about the NFC and AFC championship games tomorrow night. And here with me is Ben Bulya.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the TNN Sports Podcast. Thank you, Gage, for joining us on the show today, and I'm ready for some good football this weekend. How about you?
I am, too, and thank you so much for having me here. It's a pleasure.
All right. You may recognize his engaging voice from last week. He was a caller on the show, but this week he's actually in the studio live taping the show with us. We're going to go over some of the games that's going to happen this weekend and some of our favorite moments from last week's divisional round. Last week with the football, it was a shocker that whole Bengals were out and then the Steelers advanced against the Broncos. What did you think of those last few minutes, like, during that game when they fumbled it?
It was pretty interesting. I mean, I was really upset. I almost threw my remote at my TV. And, I heard one of my friends threw their TV out their window.
Well, that seems likely. Every Steelers fan. Who fumbles that football with, like 4 minutes left in that fourth quarter? And they're up, and then the Broncos just come back to steal the game and play our New England team?
Well, it was amazing that the Broncos were able to steal it within the last 4 minutes. But the only person that would drop the ball in the last minutes of the game was an idiot.
That was a pretty idiotic move there. And now we're going to go live to Gage Normandy. He's at the TNN Sports Desk with some more information. Gage?
I have a question for you. Who do you think is going to go to the Super Bowl this year out of all the teams that are in the AFC and NFC?
NFC, we have Cardinals and the Panthers. Cam Newton, the ballerina. I think that Panthers, just by Cam Newton skipping around and waiting for someone to throw the football to, that will win them to the Super Bowl. AFC, we have the Broncos and the Patriots. Big matchup there. Big rivalry. Patriots? Panthers-Patriots.
I would have to agree with you. I absolutely agree. Panthers and Patriots definitely would go in. Who do you think would win if they went in?
With the Panthers. The Panthers and the Patriots?
Yes.
I'm going to go all in with my New England teams. Let's go Patriots.
I absolutely agree. Even though Cam Newton is known as the ballerina, he'll probably be skipping around the field as usual. I think Tom Brady and the Patriots can pull this off if they go into the Super Bowl with the Panthers.
Tom Brady definitely does not skip around the field the whole time. He has people throw to Edelman, Gronk. They'll be there for him when he needs him. As with Cam Newton, he's going to end up throwing it away or running it, but his receivers are going to be open sometimes, but he's only going to throw it when they're downfield.
Yeah, that's what he's been doing the last few games. I mean, he's thrown a few short passes, but those have been for the first downs on third. And, so I totally agree with you. And how about the fact of Lynch retiring? Do you think he's going to?
I he's pretty old. Honestly, his career, I don't really like him. I would think that, well, he's been playing football for a long time. He's 29.
That's actually pretty young to retire in football.
Yeah. Just by the way he's been playing, he's either going to get traded from the Seahawks to another team, like the Cleveland Browns, because they're awful, like the Seahawks, and or he's going to retire. I don't see him retiring as a runner back, but he's only 29. That's really young. Tom Brady's almost 40. He's playing football.
And Adam Vinatieri is 42 now. 42. That's pretty old.
You're right.
No, isn't he older?
Adam Vinatieri is 43 years old.
43.
Okay. For the Colts. I couldn't tell you. Let's go to the callers on this one, right?
Let's go to the callers.
The lines are open. Call in now. We're going to take our first caller right now.
Hey, we're back, and we're going to be talking to Ben. Sup, Ben?
Nothing.
So what would you like to talk about today?
I guess the AFC Championship game on Sunday.
Who do you think's gonna win?
Probably the Patriots.
Yeah, me too, honestly. And how about that NFC Championship game? Who do you think is gonna win that?
That's way too hard to choose.
Yeah, they're both very good teams. Both teams have played very well this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
So, how about last week's games? How do you feel about those games?
Very game. A great game. Yeah.
They were pretty good games. There were some really bad mess ups, but overall they were good. How about that Bengals and Steelers game? Bengals and Steelers, right? Broncos and Steelers, sorry.
Yeah. It was Steelers should have won, but they fumbled the ball.
Hey, have you heard anything about Marshawn Lynch retiring?
I didn't hear that he was retiring, but I heard he was down in Seattle.
Yeah. So do you think he's going to retire, or do you think he's going to try to switch to another team?
Probably switch to another team.
What team do you think that would be?
That's a good question. Probably a team that doesn't have a great running back right now. So that could be a team that's going to offer him a lot of money.
Probably the Browns, I would say.
It could be the Browns, but maybe the Falcons. But the quarterback on there, Freeman's kind of good.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a hard question.
That's what she...
Yeah.
I'm going to hand you over to Ben.
All right, Ben here with Ben. That was good. That's what she said, first of all. And second of all, Patriots-Panthers, do you think that's going to be in the Super Bowl?
I would like to see it happen.
Yeah.
But then again, the Cardinals have a very good chance. Still could be past Cardinals. I don't think the Broncos are going to move on.
The Patriots would definitely be in there. It'd be nice to see the two best teams in the NFL in there, in the Super Bowl.
As of right now,
yeah. But with that whole Marshawn Lynch thing with the Seattle, so I think he'll go to the Browns. Do you think he'll go to the Browns as well?
I don't think he'll go to the Browns because, no offense to the Browns, but they're kind of a bad team.
Yeah.
So they might, he might go to,
Well, we know they're going to offer him trades.
Well, they're going to offer them trades, yeah.
Maybe the Texans. Actually, no, they have our experience for us.
I would say the Falcons.
That's such a hard question.
Well, you can't really tell at this point right now.
Yeah. It's so early in the conversations, and it's so early in the decisions. I honestly don't want him to retire. He's so young. He's only 29 years old. It would make no sense for him to retire.
All right, is anything else you want to talk about before those big games this weekend?
That's about it, yeah.
All right, thanks, Ben.
Yep.
Pats.
Yeah, go Pats.
Okay, thanks. And that was Ben. He is our first caller on the show. And we're going to go to our second caller right now with the lines open, and Gage will take that one. Gage?
All right, and we have our next caller here. This is Lucas. Hey, Lucas.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all ready for nothing.
So what do you want to talk about this evening?
This evening, how many listeners does TNN Productions currently have, like, at an all-time record?
Thousands and thousands.
thousands and thousands. Can you name 10 people?
You, Gage, me, my mom, my dad, Hunter, Ethan, you, my dog, and...
Your dog.
And his little brother.
Do you have any questions about football, though?
Any questions?
Oh, about football. This is a sports podcast you're doing?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I think the Seahawks should have been in it.
Actually, they suck.
And that they deserved it way more than the dumb Panthers.
Well, while we're on the topic of the Seahawks, why don't you talk about Marshawn Lynch, Gage?
So, yeah, have you heard about the facts of Marshawn Lynch retiring? Marshawn?
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that, but, I mean, if you gotta go, we gotta go.
And, it's really young to retire from football at the age of 29.
Yeah, it really is.
At the age of 29, too.
At the same time, it's a rough sport.
Yeah, do you at least think he'd be going to another sport?
Yeah, at the same time, they train all out for one sport. They're not really ready to transfer, but...
I didn't mean another sport. I meant another team, sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. You're cool.
What team do you think?
What?
What team do you think?
What team do I think is going to win? Like,
no, what team do you think Marshawn Lynch would transfer to if he's going to transfer to another team?
Oh, probably not the Patriots. I would say that, I don't know, I think I'm going to say randomly the Steelers.
No. They have a good running back right now. I would say either
better than the Texans.
I would say either the Browns or the Falcons. I mean, the Browns are a really sucky team right now. They could use a running back like Lynch, but again, he's probably going to turn them down. But you know they're going to bring tons of offers to him. But I also think the Falcons.
Maybe.
Just off the top of my head.
Yeah, they're kind of not the greatest.
Yeah, so, who do you think is going to win this weekend, Lucas?
This weekend, well, I haven't made my pick yet, of course. I made my pick to the very last minute, and we all know this, so I haven't really thought about that. But, I don't know. I just want Carolina to lose. And I bet the Patriots can maybe pull it off with a little bit of luck.
Maybe? And with a little bit of luck? Are you kidding me?
They're a good team. they demolished the last one they played, but I mean, Pittsburgh, I mean, not Pittsburgh, sorry, you know, so like, say, old man Peyton, I mean, he's old, but hey.
That's very true. And
yeah.
Cam Newton, the ballerina, dancing all around the field.
Well, yeah, old man Peyton, his touchdown dance party. Like that ever happened. What? Getting a touchdown.
All right. I'm going to hand you over to Ben right now, okay?
All right, let's go.
Okay. What do you have against these Seahawks?
Against the Seahawks?
Yeah.
Why would I have anything against the Seahawks?
What do you have in the playoffs? Do you think they're a bad team in the playoffs?
No, not at all. I just think they were unlucky.
All right. What do you think about with the AFC Championship? Do you think Denver will win that or Patriots?
I don't know. That's going to be a really close one. I mean, I'm leaning towards the Patriots, but you never know.
I'm going to go with Patriots winning that 23-22.
23-22. Ben, you're getting official.
Yeah. And then with the NFC Championship, Gage is going to talk a little bit about the championship.
Well, since Ben is predicted for the Broncos and Patriots, I'm going to go on with a prediction for the...
And we dropped Lucas there. Gage, just go on with your prediction, please. We'll try to get him back.
For my prediction for Arizona and Carolina, I'm predicting around 20 to 26 or 27. That's a pretty bold prediction right there, but I'm pretty solid with it.
Who do you have winning that game?
Carolina.
All right, that's good to know. Thank you, everyone, for listening today. It's Ben Bully here with Gage Normandy. Say bye, Gage.
See ya.
And we'll see you next week. Let's go, all these teams, for our two-hour special of the Super Bowl. We'll be going over the awards that we're going to be giving to teams about, like, best ballerina. We already know who that's going to be. Most likely to miss a field goal and more stupid things like that. Gage, are you excited for next week?
Yeah, I absolutely am.
Actually, not next week. In 2 weeks, we'll be doing that since the Super Bowl. And also, we'll be doing a little bit of Pro Bowl stuff next week. And as well, Ben Bolia here from
the... talking about the Puppy Bowl, too.
Well, we always have to end the show with a little joke. Ben Bolia here signing off from the TNN Sports Studios in Merrimack, Massachusetts.
Bye, guys.
Have a great football weekend. Go NFL. We'll see you next time.